Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Zwach im Periches Mishnah, Zayin. Nisarei with blood of a kosher carbon got mixed up, bedam psulin, with the blood of a carbon that is pasul. For example, let's say there's a carbon, explains about Tanuru, where the Kayan shechted the carbon, thinking to eat it or burn it, burn the Amram, after the allowed time. In the previous Mishnah, we had blood that got mixed up with water, blood that got mixed up with chulin. Here we have blood of a kosher carbon that got mixed up with a carbon that is pasul. So the Mishnah, yishafech la'ama, you can't be zayrik this dam. Rather, it has to be poured into a special, like, canal, a channel of water, explains about Tanura, that flows through the Azar. I want to remind you about something we learned earlier, we mentioned earlier, in the fifth Perek. At the Droimis Maravis corner, the southwest corner of the base of the Mizbeach, there were two drain holes. One was on the west side of the corner, on the Marav side, one was on the Darim side, on the south side. The leftover blood of carbonus that was supposed to be poured onto the western base was poured over here, and it flowed into the hole. And where did the hole go to? Into like this canal, this channel of water that flowed through the Azara. It started near the Mizbeach. It went to the south toward the Shar HaMayim. And from there it went on to Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley. Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, we learn about this in Mishnayis Midas, that it fertilized the fields, and how come that wasn't a problem of Me'ilah, so that's discussed over there. Now how come I'm being so much more strict over here? Why don't I say what I said in the previous Mishnah? The pasul of blood doesn't count. Look, I could put the water on the Mizbeach right in the previous Mishnah, as long as it had the appearance of dam. So I'm still sprinkling it with water that doesn't belong there, so I'm putting it with the pasul of blood that doesn't belong there. I don't mean it as the mitzvah of Zrika, it's just that the kosher blood is mixed in. How come I can't say that over here as well? And the answer is, here I'm much more concerned. Being that it's blood of carbonis, what if the next person is going to say, oh, you're allowed to sprinkle the blood of pasul of carbonis? So here I say, no, just pour everything away. Bidam tamsis, what's dam tamsis? The blood that's used for zirika has to be the blood that shoots out. Blood that just like oozes out from the animal's neck, that you can't use for zirika. When the kohen shechts the animal, some of the blood shoots out. That's called dam hanefesh, the blood that drips afterwards. Dam hatamsis, that's not good for zrika, and the dam hatamsis got mixed up with the dam that is kosher for zrika. So here too, the halacha is yeshafech lo'ama into that same channel. And again, midaraisa dam tamsis is not good for kapara. It says ki nefesh kol basar bedamhu vani nesatav lechem al mizbech lechaper. It's the dam shanefesh yoitzaboy. That's the kapara for the person. Dam that the nefesh of the animal doesn't go out with is not a kapara for the person. If I'm going to let him put dam tamsis on the mizbeach, even though he doesn't mean to use it for the kapara, but it's only because the good dam is mixed in, we're scared people will confuse us and say, oh, I saw myself, kehanim use dam tamsis, it's okay. And they're going to use only the dam tamsis. Vaitra zok to Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer machshir, Rabbi Eliezer holds, if you have a mixture of kosher blood, the dam that came out with force, which is called the dam hanefesh, which is needed for zrika. That's the dam that's mechaper. That gets mixed up with the dam hatamsis. Just spritz the thing. Spritz from the mixture. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you have a mixture of dam hatamsis and dam hanefesh, it's very rare. You shouldn't have more dam hanefesh than dam hatamsis. So why should we make a gzera? How did we treat dam chulin that gets mixed up with dam kachem? We said just sprinkle it on the mizbeach, as long as the dam kachem is there. Why? What am I scared? People will think you could only put dam chulin when it's alone. It's not mistaver. Yeah, if it gets mixed up with dam sulim. No. I'm scared you may think dam sulim is good on its own. But the dam nefesh with the dam tamsis, by a behemoth, there's so much more dam nefesh than dam tamsis. To say that somehow people are going to wind up doing only dam tamsis, it's not mistaver, says Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Tanakhama disagrees. The Tanakhama says that sometimes you can have more dam hatamsis, more of this dripping blood, the oozing blood, than the dam hanefesh and the shooting blood. So therefore, in all cases, even when there's more dam hanefesh, no. I don't want to take a chance. But, says the Mishnah Vayter, Imlay Nimlach, let's say the Kayan didn't ask a Rav what to do. He took this mixture of Dama Tamsis and Dama Nefesh and sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. Kosher. For sure, b'di'evet, it's kosher. Because it was just a gzeira. Maybe somebody will come to use only Dama Tamsis. And if he came to ask us, we would say, no, pour it out. Pour it into the channel. But b'di'evet, it's kosher. Matru reminds us that the halacha is like the Chachamim, who say not only when kosher blood gets mixed up b'dam psulin that we pour it out, but even when it gets mixed up b'dam atamsis, we pour it out.